feeling good for Sundance. It's still a few days away.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Feeling good about going in there and going into a very tough environment, obviously, and seeing what we can do.
Doc, you guys able to get turnovers last week? Boy, what a difference that makes when you're able to get some turnovers.
That's always the key. I mean, that's nothing new. It's not like we're inventing anything new there. If you can get turnovers and not turn the ball over, that gives you an excellent chance of winning the ball game. So that's something that hopefully will continue. I mean, sometimes those things come in bunches. If you have a drought for a while and all of a sudden they start coming in bunches, hopefully we're in that bunch stage.
Scott, I asked you, did you guys do anything different, or is it just a case of maybe the law of averages caught up and you guys are in the right place at the right time?
I mean, I think, you know, some of the things was pressure. I mean, those guys up front did an excellent job getting pressure. Some of the balls were overthrown a little bit, and we were able to make a couple of plays on them. But the thing about it is when those opportunities come, we just have to take advantage of them. Whatever, however they come, sometimes it's pressure, sometimes it's bad throw, whatever the case may be, you just have to take advantage of it, and, you know, hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Doc, I noticed last night you tweeted about the Penn State deal. How closely are you following that?
I'm probably following just as close as everybody else. It's a tragedy. It really is. And, you know, not getting into the details of anything as far as coaches and all that stuff. My prayers just really truly goes out to those families and those the victims, because that's really unimaginable.
Does it kind of blow your mind that something like that can happen in this day and age in a place, or perhaps it doesn't?
Sad to say, but does it blow my mind? Yes. Is it like a tremendous and absolute shock? I don't know about that. In the world that we live in, there's some folk out there that don't have the best interest of other people in mind. Let's just say it like that.
And like you touched on, this is bigger than a coach. This is bigger than football.
It has nothing to do with that. Those things will be handled. It's about, like I said, it's about those families. And, you know, I definitely prayed last night for him, prayed this morning for him, and I'll continue to pray for him because, you know, this, like I said, I just can't imagine. Just can't imagine.
All right. Football-wise, somehow you guys are back in the race in spite of all the trials and tribulations. In control, really, of your own fate.
Man, we just got to go play football and have fun doing it. Not make the mistakes that we made early on that, you know, cost us to lose some ball games early on. Hopefully we're mature enough and know the system good enough now that we can go out and just play full tilt, full speed, have a good time football and make plays on the football. Defensively, I'm talking about. Offensively, they'll do their thing. But we got to hold up our end on defense, not give up big plays, which we've given up too many, and not allowing teams to score points.
Doc, after going back and seeing it on film, are you surprised you stayed in the game? Because when it happened, there were plenty of people that were surprised when you got back out there so quickly.
Surprised.
I mean, seeing it on
oh, seeing
when
is
you
different.
Saw it versus yeah. How you felt it. I'm sure it didn't feel great. But
oh, it didn't feel great at all.
Watching
oh,
it not, in film, were you surprised that you were able to get back out so quickly?
I guess a little bit yes and no. You know, I definitely prayed up and believed that I can go out and do some extraordinary things. But when looking at that thing going on tape, it was pretty ugly. It was pretty ugly. And it, like I said, it did not feel good. And I'm just blessed and happy that I was able to get back out there and help my team.
You obviously knew it hurt, but did you realize it went in the wrong direction until you saw it on tape?
Wow. I mean, I'm looking down at it as it got hit, so I know exactly where it went at. But no, it's one of those things that happens in football sometimes. And there have been other times that other guys have caught the blunt of that the wrong way and not been able to come back. So like I said, I just, you know, thank the Lord that I was able to get back out there for my team.
Doc, you've mentioned before having fun, and you've mentioned that a number of times. Is that something you have to kind of make a conscious decision to do in the intense nature of this business?
I don't think you have to make a conscious decision to have fun. I think you make a conscious decision to stop thinking so much so you can have fun. Overthinking things takes the fun out of the football. When you're thinking about what I have to do, what I can't do, I can't give up this, I can't do. If you do those things, then you won't have fun. You'll be a robot. And this game is not. You can't like I've always said this. You can't play an emotional game without emotion. And you know, that's something that hopefully we'll continue to do. Is play with emotion and have a good time with it.